Hey there, let's talk about the impact of blockchain technology on supersizing your business. Sharon Hornelson here with Supersize Your Business. And today's topic is one that I have not really given much thought, and I've probably been one of the very late adopters for being a technical person. I am slow to adopt different technologies and different things until I see what's a few of the possibilities are, then I jump in with full force and say, okay, how can we use this? How can we be on the leading edge of this to help to supersize and grow your business? Because companies that find ways to creatively use this technology, and it is a really cool technology, and it has a ton of advantages, which we'll talk about in a second, will be seen as on the leading edge of technology, and they will be seen as leaders in their industry. Now let's talk about what that blockchain is. I didn't understand it. Mostly it was associated to me with Bitcoin, which, you know, Bitcoin, a whole new monetary or way of dealing with financial things and money, is sort of outside my comfort zone. I have experts that help me with financial things and accounting and taxes and all the crazy things that are involved in business, but I have long since given up my ability to do that all by myself. I used to do my own taxes until I had several businesses and was working in corporate America, and they got so complicated and so time consuming because the laws change every dang year. You have to figure out what the new changes are. So outsourced that a long time ago, keep a good handle on it. But blockchain is one that I hadn't really explored. Well, really, blockchain is just a decentralized ledger system done on computers where one transaction is recorded on the computer and linked through a blockchain technology, or I can't remember what it's called, a blockchain. It's got a name. Doesn't matter. Anyway, it's linked to the previous transaction, which takes out the necessity for all of the intermediaries and middle people that are often involved in certain types of transactions, especially financial transactions. Currently, that's the I think, the most popular use of it. But there's so many other ways it can be used to streamline our processes, reduce costs, improve trust and accuracy, eliminate fraud, because it's a ledger that isn't controlled by any one entity or any one party to a transaction. So it gives the parties to a contract or transaction or transaction, right? Business is all about transactions, confidence and trust in the process of how things are being handled and dealt with. It adds a whole element of security, because blockchain is incredibly secure. It's hard to, if not impossible, to hack, unlike all of our financial institutions, all of our computers, all of our digital devices, all of our digital technology. And so that makes it a way to reduce fraud, reduce manipulation, reduce cheating. Maybe we should find a way to figure out how to vote with blockchain. And so it instills confidence in all of the stakeholders and all the parties to a transaction, which allows it to facilitate those transactions without the use of middlemen, without the use of lots of other parties that cost a lot of money if you've ever been involved in a complicated transaction before. If you're growing your business, you probably have been. It helps us to streamline supply chain management. I don't know about you, but supply chain management and supply chains can be very, very complicated. Every different place in the supply chain has different systems and different technology in place. Some are really up to date and the leading edge of technology that we deal with. Others are just still doing everything manually. How do you streamline those processes and get them to work with one another? Well, blockchain allows us to, that technology allows us to do that. It also empowers financial transactions in that we've got the security and the ability to eliminate fraud using this blockchain technology. And it unlocks our ability, just like within the supply chain, to deal across industries, right? We can do transactions among different industries. I don't know about you, but I've been involved in a lot of different industries, and they all do things their own way. Every industry has their own idiosyncrasies and their own strengths and their own areas that just make you shake your head and say, why the heck are you doing this way? This is like from the Middle Ages. But each industry is different and unique and likes the way they do things, right? If you ever tried to change something in an industry or disrupt an industry, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to, hey, what if you tried this, and everybody just doors slam in your face. So it allows, it will allow, it's kind of like any new technology. We're really only limited by our imagination of the different ways we can use this to automate our processes, to streamline our businesses, to get rid of unnecessary steps, middle people, intermediaries in the processes that, you know, it's kind of like if it could find a way to reduce or eliminate any type of credit card fees, I think that'd be a great use of blockchain technology. Anyway, so curious, are you using any blockchain technology currently in your business? If so, share in the comments below so that we can learn from one another. I will be the first to admit, I'm not using any that I'm currently aware of, but the more I dig into it, the more I think it's an exciting area to get creative about and say, okay, how can I use this type of technology to streamline my processes, to interact with different parties in my supply chain and in the different businesses that I work with to make their lives easier, more secure, more trustworthy for all the stakeholders, including their customers, and help to supersize my businesses. All right, that's it. That's all I've got today. Have an awesome day. If I can help in any way, ask. Otherwise, I will be with you tomorrow.